Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo. This is the part where we talk about payback.
Payback
is a what?
Jack. Is payback a is a cunt.
Right off the bat. Get the C word out there, huh?
Payback? Yeah. No, it starts with B. No, P.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we just payback is in the books.
You know, and if you paid that $9.99,
yes.
You certainly got 3 hours worth of payback.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Because they literally went off the air like 2 minutes before.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Before they're supposed to go off.
But
immediately. Yeah.
So, main event delivered.
They might be doing that. They might be doing that from now on because, after all, I mean, if they go off early, you know, they'll throw off their schedule for the network.
That's it, exactly. You can't really do that.
Yeah.
And actually, if they went off early, what that would mean, it wouldn't throw off the schedule of the network. It would mean we'd have to listen to Alex Riley for 15 more minutes. The analyst of the P-anal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I think the main event delivered.
Yeah.
In this match, in this event. They were still calling it a pay-per-view, just because they figured out that that's what it's been branded.
Yeah, people don't understand what it is if it's not a pay-per-view.
And actually,
yeah, so the Shield versus Evolution.
Even the producer, I had said we were gonna watch Payback on Sunday, and she said she goes, "Is that like?" I'm like, "What's a big event?" I'm like, "They used to call it pay-per-view." She's like, "Ah, okay. Well, at least if you call it a pay-per-view, I know it's an important thing."
Yeah,
and I was like,
"Well, yeah, but so we shouldn't have called Payback a pay-per-view."
That's right. Well, exactly. Exactly. Well, her response to me was, so how do I know which wrestling things are important? And I said, all wrestling things are important. I think I killed Mo. You all right? I think I may have killed Mo. Here, I'm just going to pause the show here for a second. Kill Mo. I thought I'd kill Mo, but I brought him back. So, I brought him back from the dead. So, I apologize in advance. But, alright, I think in the midst of all that, the Los Angeles Kings have advanced to the Stanley Cup Final. With a win over there, so... Oh my goodness! So yes, I did in fact explain to my lovely bride to be that all wrestling was important. As we let Mo catch his breath and hack out possibly a lung here, we'll get back to payback, and I'll talk about the stuff that Mo was really interested in, and that was. That was payback. All right. Where is your headset here? Oh, here it is. As we collect the debris from what is now going to be considered my best joke ever.
Okay, folks. That is literally the craziest moment in the history of this podcast. We're leaving it in there. I'm sure the audio is killer for you. First you hear a crash, then you hear dead silence. You're probably wondering if we're dead. I almost did.
The audio what was, happened it was almost killer for you.
I took a sip of my double big gulp.
Yes.
As he said, everyone's looking at it as important. And immediately started laughing. Got up, trying not to do a spit take. In the attempt to keep the water from spitting out the pop, my diet soda, from leaving my mouth onto your Bruins jersey.
Yes.
Or your wall, or whatever, your face, like, just flying out. I started running, trying to get to the bathroom, so I would spit it out there, because yeah. I knew it was going to come. Unfortunately, I halfway tried to breathe, and yes. Like, it all ended up in the wrong part of my chest. Yeah. Then I literally fell face forward like a flare flop.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking right down. And I literally passed out for like a second.
Yeah. And you kind of convulsed for a second.
Yeah. Thought I was having like a stroke or something.
I whacked you on the back and you like...
Did you?
Yeah, I hit you on the back and you like convulsed and rolled
shit.
Over. And that's what, yeah. So, holy.
Yeah, okay, so you saved my life.
There you go. Live on the air.
Because if you hadn't hit my back, who knows, maybe you unlodged something. Cause
maybe,
I'm fine,
yeah.
Because it did end up, like, getting loose, but I literally...
Like Alicia Fox.
So, I'm going to warn you right now, I'm going to take another...
I will say, though, the first thing, as you were trying not to do a spit take, the first thing that I did was I covered over one of my slammies.
Oh, my God, I literally passed out right here on the air, stopped breathing... You hit me, I convulsed, and I'm alive.
That's great.
And I'm ready to talk about payback. Where were we? How long have we been doing this now?
Half
only
an hour.
6 minutes.
Oh,
it feels like it. I don't know how long I was out for. I was like, I'm okay. You're like, the Kings won. I'm like, yeah, they did. Like, I knew.
Yeah.
Like, I had any clue.
We haven't had payback in 20 years.
Oh, we are never topping that moment.
No.
In fact,
no.
I never listen to our own shows. I'm going to listen back to that just for you.
Just because
like.
Of the, yeah, I don't usually, because it just, you know, you don't like to listen to your, you're too critical of your
own
stuff.
Well, that's not it. I was here. I was here when it happened.
That's
I don't,
true.
But tonight I'm probably not going to remember any of this now.
That's right.
Oh.
Now, you know who might not remember any of it either is Seth Rollins.
That's true.
The amount of times that poor bugger banged his head on the dasherboards and flipped
it. Yeah, he did the move that it was kind of highlighted in the main event. He went off the top of the Titantron onto Evolution. And as I mentioned, that's kind of a change to the match. Most of the match of the main event, it was a good main event.
Yeah.
It started off slow, much like last month, where their match started off slow and I wasn't that into it. And then as they started to build it, I really got into it.
Yeah.
And what happened was, for most of the match, the heels just beat the shit out of the faces, right? It was just Evolution just pounding down, using weapons and all sorts of shit, just beating the shit out. You know, it was weird because it started off like a 6-man tornado match.
Yeah, they all started
then
brawling.
Yeah, then it went to a tag match mode.
Yeah.
Right? And then it went from tag match. How long was that out again?
Just a few minutes.
Okay. And then it went from a tag match mode to back to another, like, everybody's in the ring together tornado style match.
Mode, yeah.
Right?
It never once got to Brie mode, though.
Brie mode?
Yeah, it never got to Brie mode.
No?
No. Sorry.
What is Brie mode? If I was watching Total Divas, would I know?
You would know, yes. Yeah. That is a Total Divas reference.
Yeah.
That's when she gets hammered and goes, like, partying.
Oh.
It's Brie mode. It's the Brie Bella equivalent of fuck 'em. We don't motherfucking need 'em. We don't motherfucking want 'em.
Which is the We Talk Wrestling mode.
Yes, that's Addy mode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then it started. It got. It was brawling. It was all over the place. Then it was back. Then it went all over the place again. Then again, no eliminations until. Oh, geez, it was. All the eliminations happened in, like, the last 5 minutes of the match, and the match was
a match
good 35 minutes
eight,
match.
Yeah, the match started at 8:30, or 8:20, sorry.
Yeah, it was about 8:20 after ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. And by 8:50, we're like, there's not a single elimination. I'm like, there's still 5 eliminations to go.
Yeah.
Well, there wasn't. There was only 3.
See? Didn't I tell you? I said, well, they don't have to be. I said, this is Survivor Series rules, so... You know, which makes sense. It makes sense to have Survivor Series rules.
I was thinking to myself, they're not going to bury Evolution that much, but really, they didn't bury Evolution. What they did was put over the Shield that strong.
And Big Wave Dave took the first fall with a spear.
Yeah, Big Wave Dave, we should mention, came out. Blue Tista was
trending.
You're not looking like wearing these blue sleeves and shirt and boots, and he looked like Psylocke from the X-Men.
He looked like Sin Cara.
Yeah.
I was expecting them to wrestle with a light over the ring.
Yeah.
They did not. No.
Thank God.
You don't have to thank me.
No.
Okay. Well, you do for saving your life. But other than that.
It was that.
Yes. So today I was
So if
God.
I needed mouth-to-mouth, though, what would have happened?
Hmm? Then my dog would have licked you. Yes, today I was the giver of life.
In other words, I'd be dead now.
I got the whole world.
What were you thinking? I'm going to have to call an ambulance here. What were you thinking?
I was actually for a second thinking that. I was just like, oh my God. And then part of me was thinking, like, so this is what a beached whale looks like.
Like, I'm not going to be able to lift him up.
Well, then you started calling. It wasn't until you, like, did a flare flop in front of my couch that I was like, oh, shit. I should get up.
Well, I didn't see that part coming is the thing. I'm walking. I'm thinking I'm going to make it to the bathroom. Then I realized I'm not making it to the bathroom. Yeah. Then it was like, I don't know where I am or where I'm making it.
Yeah.
Then it was one last cough and
yeah.
Out. Woo!
But, yes, Blue Tista was trending, and, yeah, looking like Sin Cara, looking, and the funny thing was that he was in this, like, kind of navy bright blue, royal blue, I guess it would be, and everyone else is wearing black.
Yeah,
so he's, like, standing out, even his own team, right? Yeah. So,
which is, I'm sure that's on purpose for him.
But it went in order. It went Bautista, it went Randy Orton, then it went Hunter in terms of the eliminations.
And even after they're eliminated, Bautista hits a spear on I think it was it Ambrose?
No, it was on Roman Reigns after the Superman punch to Hunter, and so instead of so it didn't get pinned.
And Orton passes him the sledgehammer. You're like, oh well, he'll get a couple eliminations with this, but he didn't. Takes a knee. They hit the another spear on him, and
yeah, that was it. Which is great. I mean, it's a matter of
again, it's about putting over these guys.
But what do you do now?
Well, okay, you don't. I mean, we were immediately wondering that. Like, what do you do with Evolution? But. Or not Evolution. Evolution looks
Shield.
Like they're splitting up, obviously. Orton could turn babyface, we're hearing that. And you got Bautista leaving. So, you know, probably Raw tomorrow. His last
but Hunter, I mean, Orton turning babyface, I don't like it. And
I don't either, but you know they want to do it.
Well, sure, but... like,
by the way, I'm going to take a sip
who
of
are the, but who are the
don't
heels?
Don't
be funny. All right. Well, who are the heels, though? I mean...
it could just be Hunter... trying to split them up, or Hunter trying to bring in different hired guns, or
hired
singles, singles matches. Not the goon. He had trouble. Oh. He couldn't decide. Hockey
he was
game.
Conflicted.
Wrestling.
Yes, but I mean, you've got Kane. I mean, you've got the New Age Outlaws. No.
Yep.
But you don't really have any any main event heels outside of now if Dave's gone.
There's nobody for the Shield. There's no group for the Shield. Because the one group that you have... well, there's three-man band, obviously. But the one group you have has already been... they've done it. You can't go back to it. Not this soon.
Not yet, no. And not have it make sense. I mean, you have Bray Wyatt as a top heel, right?
Yeah.
And you have Orton and Hunter now.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Yeah.
You have nobody else. Your next level down is Cesaro and Bad News Barrett, and that's it? I mean, like...
And again, if you want to keep them as... and the thing is, obviously after tonight, you don't want to split them up right away. I mean, they're really over as baby faces. The unit is solidified, and that's cool. So, I mean, I don't know where you go for them, though. Because, I mean, this is... I mean, it's pretty obvious, though. I mean, when I look at... this is Hunter saying, it's time to... build the new stars and put these guys over. Much like he's doing with NXT, going, you know what, that's no more bullshit. This is what we're gonna this is the future. We're gonna make this good.
Yeah.
And we're not gonna sit there and bury the guys who are in the main event.
Bury them.
Just because one weighs 194, another way weighs 195. We're gonna talk about how great they were.
Yeah.
You know, and present them that way. And so, I mean, this is the same thing. He's like, all right, it's time for us to get out of the way and let these guys go. And why not? I mean, every time you've asked the Shield to hit the ball out of the park, they've hit that home run.
Oh, by far. And I mean, as they said though, I'll be interested to see who they pair them up with next or what they do with them next, because it really is. There's no foregone conclusion answer, I guess, right? Because this seems to end the feud.
It's two problems. Number one is there's nobody who's ready. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. But there's a bigger problem is that there's nobody who they could put together who you'd go, oh, they're at that level. So, I mean, if you put Kane and Alberto Del Rio and...
Barrett
together, whatever, people would go, oh, they got no chance. Because they're not seen at being at that level, even though Kane is fairly strong.
Yeah.
And Alberto Del Rio is a former champion and whatever.
Former Intercontinental champion, basically.
Yeah, well, I mean,
yeah.
He's got both belts, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, it doesn't matter. Like, they're not seen at that level. So there's nobody that
that you can put against the Shield that's, if it has a bunch of strong
what about
guys, they don't have to be a team. They could be put together as a unit.
So what about, so okay, so here's the best possibility out of the top of my head that I can think of. Yeah. One of them is Kane. Okay, when Kane is just, he's a big established guy. The other two are the Big Show and Mark Henry.
That makes sense, just if you want to go on size versus them. But storyline-wise, I don't know how you get there. Kane, it makes sense, but I don't know how you get there with Big Show and Henry. I guess you can.
You can do whatever you want.
But,
I mean,
Big Show has had his own things against, you know, not siding with them in the past.
Hunter and Heel just
You could just
house.
Say, oh, you know, since over the last few months, how much have you been on TV? How much have you been earning? Are you finally willing to break down and be in? And it'd be easy enough to do. Yeah, you could do that.
I mean, those
three, just because they're monsters, the crowd might buy. I think you might be better off taking Batista out of there and putting in Big Show or Henry and keeping Evolution with the, you know, but put in, you know, a new guy.
I think you need, in this case, you would need a new younger guy, like you would need Sheamus.
Ideally. Sheamus, I guess. I mean, he got the... Tonight, the Sheamus versus Cesaro match is interesting because Sheamus won. And I wasn't surprised because I kind of went into this thinking, okay, this is going to go over. This is going to last for a couple months. He's going to chase for this title, Cesaro will. I mean, they're not going to take it off Sheamus too quickly because they always keep him quite strong.
Yeah.
And they're not, and Cesaro, they're not going to bury him. So this is going to go on. I thought, you're going to see this for a couple of events.
And it was
this could go all the way to freaking SummerSlam. But instead what you had was Cesaro dominate. And Sheamus got a small package win, but Sheamus survived Cesaro.
He did, sir. He did. It was a slip on the banana peel. The other thing, though, about if you're going to go with, I mean, what you could further lead into Evolution is that Sheamus did use Hunter's finish, the small package. Mm. So that could be foreshadowing, right?
Could be.
So you don't know, but and the way that the crowd's reacting to Barrett. If you're going to swap the two, and you could always, if you want an undercard champion as a face and one as a heel,
yeah,
then you've got that, because then, you know, even Barrett as a face could move into something with Cesaro, if that's really what they want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
So, there's options, but...
But yeah, I mean, I could see Sheamus, and that would be one reason why you had him win tonight, or kept him strong enough, and then he won, like I say, but he didn't exactly, he was... He took the...
He was not the better man, but he got the Duke.
He got the Duke.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, even when I think of young guys, I don't think of a 30s. I think he's 36.
Do you often think of young guys?
Yeah. Mel Phillips and I sometimes we get on the computer and the chat rooms. No. I mean, when you think of a young guy, like you talk about, Sheamus is 36.
Yeah.
You know, and he has been around now for years. I mean, you really want to see that guy who's, you know, Rusev or something like that at least would be fresher.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of anybody down in NXT that would fit the bill, but they're really, I mean, there's Colin Cassidy. Right, who's tall but not ready.
No.
Of course, Batista wasn't ready when he came in either.
Yeah, but this—he's way not ready. Like, I don't think he has main event potential.
But I mean, Sami Zayn,
Mason Ryan. I mean, obviously they got rid of, so I mean, obviously they couldn't do anything there. Sami Zayn is totally wrong for this.
Oh, he is. I'm just trying to think of guys that are. You know,
there's nobody like you say who's that guy who they can bring in and be. He has to be somewhat physically just for what they're looking to do. He has to be able to stand up to these guys, and yeah, that young guy doesn't.
And there's nobody that TNA, or I mean, there's like Hernandez.
But Cesaro is
Hernandez, Camacho,
Cesaro, Barrett. Those guys are. Yeah, Camacho, for instance, is a big guy and whatever. But at this point, he's not. You can't just turn him into that. Some of the bigger guys that they could have used for this are Rowan and Harper, and they're.
I think the difference is, well, and they're perfectly cast where they are, but I think the difference when Evolution formed, it was, Flair was still wrestling,
yeah.
And it was two top guys and two young guys, so you could have, like, the the heavyweight, well, Intercontinental.
Was a legend, a guy who was a current star at the time, and a guy, two guys who were coming up.
But you could have the guys going for the tag titles, guy go for an Intercontinental and go for the world. Like, that was what they were supposed to be, the horseman type thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Where they had someone and everybody. Now Evolution is like, these are all just top guys.
Yeah.
So there's no, like, you can't slap a Camacho in there to team with Randy Orton to win the tag
belts. If you are going to put that guy in there who's that young guy, he has to be somebody who is going to be a main eventer. You are positive. This guy's going to be a main eventer within 3 years.
Yeah, like a Roman Reigns type guy, but not obviously him. But so
you don't have that guy.
So I don't think they have that guy down there right now.
No.
So,
and not even Orr currently on the roster. I mean, I would love to see what if they put...
What about,
in some ways, I think like Ziggler would be great in some ways, but in other ways, I know he doesn't fit.
What if you repackaged, or not even repackaged, what about, is there too much taint with Brodus?
Yeah, and he's just not good enough. He doesn't have main event potential.
Yeah.
You know, Ryback, if they had done this smarter, could have been a guy they could have put in there now.
Yeah.
He would have been a good fit, but...
Still Cody out there. You know, Cody. Cody Rhodes experiment, take 12.
I don't think Cody Rhodes going added to that team. People will go, now they can beat the Shield. Like, it just doesn't. It's not there.
Oh, I don't think anybody now. I mean, there's nobody that will replace the star level in the average fans' minds of Batista to the point where there's no one you can add.
Like I said, I think Rusev is possibly because he's been booked so strong.
There's no one you can add short of The Rock that people are going to go. Now they could beat the Shield because they've lost to him twice in a row, and I think now that is done. I just wonder where do they go with. I mean, if they're going to break that all off and they're going to have Hunter, you know, start sending people. I mean, Jack Swagger's another guy that...
There is one guy they could put in there that they would think now they can beat the Shield.
Who's that?
John Cena.
Yeah. That's probably the only guy. Yeah, you're right. That would be
interesting as hell. Like, that would be crazy interesting. It's not going to happen, though.
No. And it would...
There's one other guy, but he's not coming back. He's retired.
Oh, The Miz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not that lucky. He's coming back.
Damn it.
Yeah.
So you're talking about Summer Rae?
Yeah.
Who's retired now? Oh, yes. Mr. Punk. That's true. Yeah, that would be great, Punk, on Evolution.
It'd be interesting.
No, it wouldn't.
Well, it'd be interesting. Just I think as a group, they would see that. You don't have to call them Evolution anymore, but you could. But yeah, I mean, there's no guy who's like 25, 27 years old. I mean, there's Lesnar's another guy, right? If you held off the Shield now and had them face different guys all the time, but then put together a heel team at SummerSlam to face the Shield. You could do Big Show, Henry, and Kane, and put Lesnar in there.
Yeah.
You know, and people would buy, okay, fucking Lesnar's in there. They can beat them.
What if it was a numbers game? And we were talking a little...
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking, too.
And we were talking a little bit during the pay-per-view, just the two of us, about how everybody but Michael Tarver is still employed from the Nexus. And in that instance, you would have a numbers advantage over the Shield.
That's true.
So you could look at a Nexus versus Shield deal.
You have the numbers advantage, but most of those guys, your Heath Slaters, your Gabriel, you know, Justin Gabriels, people do, they haven't been booked strong enough.
Well, no, but
people care that
that's why you
would... Not those guys. You're saying somebody else?
No, those guys, but that's why you would need the numbers advantage. That would be the only story you could tell with that, is that these guys... Might be not as, you know, but there's more of them, and it's a pack mentality, and the Shield has never been outnumbered before. Normally, they're the outnumbered.
I think you would
be the story you'd have to tell with that.
I think you'd be better just having Orton say, let me build my group to take on them. And he builds a group, and it doesn't matter. Yeah.
He could get, like, Ted DiBiase Jr.
and
Manu.
But he could get Rybacksel. He could get Cody Rhodes. He could get Mark Henry. He could get, you know, like he could end up with seven or eight guys, but they're his chosen guys to take them out. And if there's enough of them and they're higher level, more established, Wade Barrett, Cesaro, who cares? The point being that people could buy that then, okay, it's like eight guys versus these three. Now they're screwed, you know?
That's true. That's true.
And you could put a Rusev in there and have something for him. You know what?
The other, I mean, rather than
put Big E back in there because they have no plans.
Langston.
Big E.
Langston.
There's no Langston in his name.
Langston. Langston. I think you you do. You know, another guy you could do is if you just, it doesn't even have to be, it could be by accident with a Cesaro situation, or not even by accident, but on a one-on-one Cesaro situation, is if one of the members of S.H.I.E.L.D. and all of a sudden Paul Heyman gets roughed up, and now Paul Heyman is building a group to go out of the S.H.I.E.L.D.
that,
too,
yeah.
Right? I mean, so there's some possibilities.
Yeah,
with
he gets Ryback's again, he gets whatever.
Yeah, he could have Ryback, so he can, you know, he's got Cesaro, he could take on, you know, someone else, you know, and
then at SummerSlam, he's got Lesnar.
Exactly, right? So, that's your ace in the hole, as it were. Exactly. Not Sonny Siaki, but...
Or The Rock.
Or The Rock,
probably
yeah.
The same guy.
I think so, yeah. That's what you need. WrestleMania main event, The Rock and Sonny Siaki against John Cena and Darren Young. Done. Mass confusion.
Mass confusion.
That'd be awesome. Hashtag mass confusion. What else happened on this show? Barrett beat Rob Van Dam.
Barrett beat Rob Van Dam.
Who gives
50-50.
A fuck?
Well,
yeah.
50-50 crowd reaction, I was going to say.
Oh, yes.
One of the things about it is they worked hard. Like, everybody worked hard tonight.
They worked hard, yet it hardly worked.
Well, that's kind of it. Yeah, I mean, like, everybody had on. Everybody's like, oh, we got to put on a good show. We need to put on a good show tonight.
Yeah.
They really went out there and tried to put on a good show. Everybody worked hard. I mean, Van Damme and Barrett worked hard. And it wasn't a terrible match. It's just that... You're watching it, and you're going, okay, here's a 12-minute match that feels like a Raw match I could watch any week, and you probably will see it tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that's the problem with it. It's like, how can I get excited by this? This is just like, I get this fed to me all the time.
That's that mid-card mentality now, though, really, is it when you, it's the, you know, it's the churning of just, you know, guy after guy, 50-50 booking almost to a certain degree, and it's just like, okay, I can see any two of these random mid-card guys any week because there's 5-6 hours of television to fill.
RVD's just a guy.
Yeah.
Who's there.
Who's an Adrian Neville on the NXT tapings.
Yeah. That'll be interesting. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, he's just a guy who's there. Adrian Neville, of course, the NXT champion.
We'll get there.
Yeah. Against a guy that's coming up, but he's still seen as a mid-carder at this point. That,
who?
Like I say, Barrett.
Oh, yeah. So, he's not really coming up anymore. He's plateaued.
He's probably plateaued, yeah.
Yeah, it's like everybody else. Like Del Rio, who they've given up. Like Langston, who they've given up on.
Yeah.
Like Ziggler, who they've given up. Like all these mid-card guys that they've just given up
on.
Which,
again, if you put a group together that was Barrett, Langston, Del Rio...
Ziggler.
Sandow, maybe even. And had Orton leading them against the Shield, then, and have them start winning because they're underneath him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's really the only...
Yeah.
But... They won't.
Probably not. What else are they going to fucking do?
Well, something else that won't be as good. I'm trying to think of it. Then we also had Rusev and Langston.
Which was... The crowd was into Langston, actually.
The crowd was into Ziggler in this match.
Well, they were chanting for Ziggler, but the crowd was into Langston to a degree, and I think that was probably just because of the flag, right?
The what?
The crowd likes the flag.
Oh.
But,
Darren Young's hurt.
Take a sip.
Yeah, you take a sip now. Because you know it's safe.
What are you going to say about this match?
It existed. It was, you know, it Rusev.
Langston was fed to... Big E.
Rusev
was fed to
continued his dominance over black people.
Yeah.
And now it's off to fight.
He could face me.
Mark.
He could face me next week, you know.
He could.
I did black out earlier.
I was going to say, well, your face was blue. You were Blue Tista. But Mark Henry next, you figure? Rusev, Mark Henry, Summerfest?
Maybe.
It's the culmination of the black guy feud?
Maybe. I don't know. Booker T's going to come out of retirement, right? Or no, he's too old.
Kofi?
Booker T.
Oh.
He's too old.
That was the panel. You'd missed that part. You got there after the panel. The pre-show had started, and it was Kofi and Booker on the panel.
Yeah.
And they introduced Kofi after Booker, and he goes, yeah, he's like, I'm on the panel. People get me and Booker T confused all the time. We think we're the same person, so we decided we had to come on the panel here and prove that we're not.
Yeah. Yeah, and then there was a point where he announced that, you know, Booker T's like, I'm getting in my headset that you're going to have a match against Bo Dallas tonight, Kofi. It's just being announced now. Are you ready? He's like, yeah, I'm ready to go anytime.
He's like, but don't take the match.
Like, well, don't take the match, and everybody like that. And he's like, what do you want the match, Booker or something like that? And Josh Matthews goes, Booker's too old.
Yeah.
Which is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, and Alex Riley says, you give me the match, Booker's too old. And yeah. I mean, look at him. He's so old. But I do, but Booker was really going, don't do this, and Kofi was treated as a surprise, and then they had the match, and before the match could start, Kane's pyro came down, Kane beat the shit out of Kofi. They speculated after the match that it was because Kofi said some shit about Triple H on Twitter.
Something like that, the authority on Twitter.
Yeah, about how they handled the Daniel Bryan situation. So,
that Kane was there. So now we're thinking, oh, Kane's going to come out when you have the thing with Daniel Bryan later.
Yeah, no.
You know?
No, yeah. And good.
Yeah, good. He didn't. But yeah, he came out, destroys Kofi, and then Bo Dallas comes back in there and says to him, you know, I know you're hurt now, but you can come back from this if you just Bo leave.
And I mean, Bo made sure, see, and the one thing I didn't like about Bo is that he made sure to say the Kings were going to beat the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
Like, clearly defining himself as a heel.
Mm-hmm.
I like the subtle three eyes heel mm-hmm. better, at least to start. I mean, Kurt would eventually say stuff like, oh, it's your hockey team sucks. Oh, it's true.
It's true. At that point when he said that, they were the Hawks were up 2-0. But they ended up losing 5-4 in overtime.
Yes.
So he's actually right.
So he's right.
And Heyman also made a comment, though, about... Heyman made a comment about... Because they start when he came out, they started chanting CM Punk.
Yes.
And he came out with Cesaro.
Because he goes, I would like to talk about a Paul Heyman guy.
Yeah.
And then they started chanting CM Punk.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he goes, no, he's not there. He's at the... He's across town.
The United Center.
The United Center watching the Blackhawks play. And the crowd went... That was supposed to get heat. And instead the crowd went nuts cheering. And then at that point...
Then he had to say they're going to lose.
Yeah, exactly. So.
But yeah, they did a hell of a job on Payback promoting the hockey game. And also, I believe at some point, I remember they said something about Tywin Lannister.
Let's Go Hawks.
Yeah, and the commentator talked about Tywin Lannister, and I'm like, yeah, promote Game of Thrones, which is on right now, too.
Yeah, yeah.
That's brilliant.
Well, that was, of course, during the... We didn't mention the... what's his name? Hornswoggle.
The midget haircut. Matches. Yeah, Hornswoggle got his haircut.
The thing about this match is it's a lot more comedy.
Yeah.
And then at the end, you had a point where everybody was outside and you kept on having the spots. Like, Drew McIntyre would do a dive out there and, you know, one of the matadors and everything. And then the midgets start doing dives.
I believe it was
everybody.
Diego.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. And, and they start doing dives. And then when the midgets start doing dives and knocking everybody over, and you have all these dives, like six of them in about a minute. And the crowd starts with "This is awesome" chant.
Yeah.
And at that point, I started to hate the Chicago crowd just a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, we had some contempt there, because we're like, no. We looked into it. We Googled it. In fact, this wasn't awesome.
No. It's not. It's not. It's not what came up. It wasn't as good as the WLC last month.
No.
It's still better than most midget matches, I guess. But
yeah.
Jesus.
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Just slightly. Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit. But, not the worst match on the show, I don't think.
No, probably not.
It might have been. Not by much, though.
Nothing was really awful.
No.
You know, nothing was spectacular, but nothing was awful, but things were good.
They had Alicia Fox and Paige as well for the chick title, and you know, Paige won with the, what do they call it, the PTA or something? The PTC or something?
PTO? Tap. To Page or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Anyway,
TTP, I can't remember what it was.
Anyway, they have a name for it, which is clearly catchy. Alicia Fox loses.
I think it was a PTO.
Alicia Fox loses, Page wins, and Alicia really didn't do it. She ran to the back. It was really
what
happened.
She just kind of flipped out.
Yeah, well, kind of, but not like she did before. Well,
No, she just turned to the crowd and went, silence!
Yeah, and no
I
one
said,
was.
Silence!
And nobody was saying anything anyway.
No, because it's Alicia Fox.
Yeah. So, and I mean, But no, but people are talking about Alicia Fox now.
Well, more than before.
Yeah, well, one is more than before.
It's true.
So
three or four people were talking about it.
Yes. Yeah. But you had that, yeah. And then, I mean, we had the John Cena, Bray Wyatt, last man standing, six-man
which
match.
Which was the second, the semi-main event, though. You had the women's match as the buffer. The
yeah.
Kill zone, as always.
Yeah.
And it was, I think both the main event and that match, I'd give both, like, 3 3/4 stars. They're both really good matches.
Yeah.
The match wasn't good because of Cena.
No.
He did his part. He took a couple bumps, and but it really what it was the
Usos.
Well, the Usos and the other members of the Wyatt family, because the Usos were in and out, and the other members of the Wyatt family were in the match and then gone again for a little while and then back out. And so you were able to distract from the things that Cena isn't able to do, like a lot of the heavy bumps that he can't do, by having these guys do it. The big one, I think, was Harper taking... I think it was Jimmy taking
him. Oh, the suplex.
Yeah, the suplex into the table out there. It was like off the top rope, outside into the table. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, that was nuts. And, yeah. I mean, you had some table spots, some steps.
Yeah.
Steps are used a couple times. They're used in the Evolution match
time,
as well.
Yeah, I mean, Cena acted like the steps were really heavy, like he barely lifts them up.
Yeah.
And he lifts them up, and then he goes running with them and throws them at about 15 feet at, at Harper outside the ring, just
gets his hand up, but then it's like...
Sliced them open.
Yeah, that was kind of...
Sliced open his arm. His elbow or something.
Yeah, he got it pretty good, like all the straight down. But then, I mean, the finish was clever, and that Cena managed to by the pyro stand aid.
That was hard way, by the way. That wasn't a gimmick. Much like me almost dying earlier tonight, passing out. That wasn't a screwing around. That really happened.
That really, in fact, happened.
I did not expect you to say that, and I kind of got water in my lungs.
Yeah. That's true. Well, you have it on the brain, so it's just only fitting
that's
to
pussy.
Go into the lungs.
That's pussy.
You are. But I think the AA went through, like, this balsa wood
Yeah, there's a creative thing. Finish. Yeah, they had, you know how they always have the, whatever they carry equipment in. They
had one of these like roadie boxes.
One of these big roadie boxes, and he what's his name?
Wyatt
into it, and then puts down another one of these boxes and stands on it so he can't get
yeah.
it. Gets the 10 count. He and the Usos leave together. You know, one of the Usos is selling because he went through the table.
Yeah.
John Cena's fine.
He's not, yet.
Yeah.
Although, they did say on the app that Jesse James is pissed that they broke one of his boxes.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Roadie.
Roadie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Road dog. But, yeah. Check, check, check.
Check, check, check. With my baby tonight. Check.
But,
is that all the matches?
I don't think we've missed anything.
No.
Payback. But yeah, I mean, a good show, not a great show.
No, it seemed to end. It seemed to. I mean, I don't know about this. Why?
Two of the last three matches were good. I don't know.
It seemed to end the Evolution feud, but I don't know if it ended the Cena feud. Because
I think so.
I would tend to think so. But
I think it's done.
I would hope so.
It's a trilogy now. He's won two of the last three in the babyface, one in this one. If it doesn't end it, then Bray wins this one. You know what I mean?
Because
John Cena wins, it's done.
Yeah,
and
I guess.
I don't know where these guys go next. I mean, John Cena hopefully away.
Yeah.
But Bray, I don't know where you go with him.
I could really see if I mean, I don't know if there... Is there a July show?
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah, there is. Because
it's June 29th is... June 29th is the Money in the Bank, right?
Money in the Bank, okay.
So that's the other interesting part is that they've got to...
they only got 4 weeks to put it together.
Build. Well, I mean, 4 weeks is actually normal for them, right?
Yeah, but that means they'll book the matches on the last week.
Exactly. So
you know they're not booking any tomorrow.
So we have 3 weeks of filler.
Yeah.
Let's go. Shows. Here we go.
Okay.
Money in the Bank Battleground.
Yeah. So what is that?
Yes. Oh. You know what? Last year, I was like, I hope they bring back Battleground.
And they did for you.
They did it for me.
From Tampa. So what...
is that where it is? Tampa? Is that what it says?
I think so. That's what it said. But what was the date on it?
I don't know, man. I'm just reliving Battleground 2013 results right now just because, you know, the memories.
Memories?
But, the, yeah.
Memories.
I don't know if... Okay, there's no more... No more memories.
Stop it.
Okay, when the... I don't know when it even says. It doesn't...
Not the way we were... We forgot our match. Ryan Bassel versus the...
Oh, yeah, against the...
Brotherhood.
The Brotherhood.
Yeah.
Brotherhood.
Yeah, another match where they worked hard, but it's just hard to give a shit about.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
They set this up on WWE.com last week, that Ryback, especially Ryback, was bullying the Rose Brothers, especially Goldust, and so Cody challenged them. So they have a match. Cody, I mean, everybody works hard. It's not bad, but it's tough to get into.
Yeah.
Cody is in there for the majority of the match. Several times, looks like he's setting up the disaster kick. Ryback eventually catches him off a disaster kick into his Feed Me More, what's it called again? The Shell Shock.
Oh, the Shell Shock, yeah.
And gets the pin. And then afterwards, they're all in the ring, and Goldust comes in and gives him the kind of hugs him. Now, in the pre-show, they had talked about how they showed what?
Sorry, I'm just pausing. July 20th is Battleground. But here on the left, on the right hand side, we have superstar appearances. Brie Bella. Notice a picture of Brie Bella.
Yeah.
Arn Anderson.
No.
And there is no pic. They have. They cannot find a picture of
where would
Arn.
You get
where would you get a picture of Arn Anderson, for God's
but,
sake?
The
reclusive Arn Anderson.
I think I'm confused with Oldie.
Oh.
But, so anyways, Goldust.
I believe he bit
eight.
Kid Cash at one point.
The Goldust comes in and he's like, giving, kind of consoling Cody. Cody's just in the ring. And earlier night on the pre-show, you had set up, they had said, this is where the brothers first came together. It was in Chicago. It was like a year ago.
At Battleground.
Yeah.
It was. At Battleground.
It was like a year ago. So this is full circle. Now we're going to get back on our winning streak. Then they lose. And we had said during the pre-show at that point, we're like, okay, this is where he turns on them.
Yeah.
This is a year ago. You set it up perfectly. This is
where it started. This is where it ends, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it is where it ends, but in a different way. And it was a swerve I didn't see coming, and I liked it. Because it's just advancing a storyline.
Yeah.
Not really breaking up or not. Like, what happened?
Well, he basically just said, after he lost, he's like, you need, brother, you deserve a different partner.
That's what Cody said to Goldust.
Yeah, and he just dropped the mic and left. So... It's interesting.
It was interesting. It wasn't what I was expecting. I expected, where were you? I got pinned. Where were you to help me? Where were you? And to attack him. Said it, he just kind of
decent
said,
twist.
Me, I'm
yeah.
not good enough.
And they have a new shirt.
Yeah, they do. The Brotherhood shirt. So. Which is why I was wondering if they were going to split them up. But there's Stefanski's huge ass. Oh, what happened, actually? We didn't talk about that. Stefanski,
that's true. And, we didn't talk about that. You're fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, Brie Bella quit. That was the whole thing. I can fire you, or you can give. I can fire your wife, or you give up the title. And his wife just said, "I quit," and slapped her. And Stephanie
called her a bitch.
And a bitch, yes.
She said,
"Not
you're
a cunt,
a bitch?
But a bitch."
Yeah.
And Stephanie looked befuddled and left.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So setting up that huge that we've been talking about now for a couple of weeks, that huge Stefanski versus
Brie Bella
match
yeah.
that nobody wants to see.
No, I believe that's going to be a TLC match, I think, or a WLC.
A TNA match.
Tables, ladders, and cunts. Okay, take a drink. Take a drink with
that. Oh my god! Producers in the kitchen. We're gonna tell her how I almost died in her house.
We will. Yes. We will inform her of this near-death experience. So that was payback.
Just
what
in case where I landed, in case there's a dent in the floor when
that's
she
true.
Walks and she goes, what is this from?
What is this dent from? What'd you have beluga over? what would you give payback out of 10?
7.
Yeah, I was going to say 7. That's about right. So
the two best matches were 2 of the last 3 matches. They're the most important matches. The thing about John Cena is you can say...
he sucks.
As much as you say that, the crowd was into that. The crowd was probably, I think, most into that than anything, even the main event.
Yeah.
So again, it's the dueling chance. And say what you will about John Cena, you can't deny that he gets the reaction.
That's true.
So 3 3/4 for his match and for the Evolution match, Shield. You know, so yeah. I mean, based on that, it was a pretty good show.
Yeah. It. Yeah, I would say so.
So now we're going to talk about
a great show.
A great show.
And then
show.
We're going to leave so I can go home and watch Game of Thrones.
And yes, and continue living.
Let's hope.
Let's hope. NXT.
I'm going to have a heart attack and die tonight now. Just to piss you off.
Yeah, it wouldn't. NXT TakeOver.
Yeah.
Was a great event.
It was amazing. I watched it not quite live. I was under about an hour delay.
Yeah.
But I watched it that same night that it came out. And I texted you. I'm like, this is the best event when you put together the pre-show, the Fallout show, and the two-hour event. This is the best thing since Canadian Stampede in 1997. Mm-hmm. I think that I've enjoyed from WWE. Like, I think this was so...
Well done.
Incredibly perfect.
Timothy.
Everything about it.
Timothy Well.
Yeah.
Stephen Dunn.
The pre-show.
The pre-com. The pre-show.
With Christian and Heyman there with Renee Young.
Yes.
An incredible panel.
Yes, it was incredible panel.
Then you had great vignettes.
You were giving a bit of the backstory to all the matches, like with...
the three matches that counted the most.
The three matches that counted the most. You had, we'll start with Sami Zayn and Tyler Breeze, and you had, you know, Sami Zayn and his backstory and how, like, his feud with Cesaro, you know, kind of put him on the map, he was saying, and, you know, now he's focused, he's obsessed with that belt, he wants to get the title, and then you move over to Tyler Breeze. And the video package was one thing, but Paul Heyman and Christian, to a certain degree, but really Paul Heyman, really put Breeze together as, he you call him Prince Pretty, he takes his selfies, but you underestimate him and you're going to get beat. This man is tough.
Yeah.
And the match then further proved that, but Heyman really... put, like, this isn't just Tyler Breeze. Like, you got to take this seriously, because this guy is it.
Yeah, and Christian compared Zayn. He said, he's like me. He reminds me of me every single night, no matter what. He's the guy who goes out there and has that best match.
Yeah.
And I think there was something to that, too. And I have compared him to Christian before.
They kind of look the same.
There's something there.
Yeah.
But I think Zayn might be better.
Well, he's younger, right? And it's some of that new generation... next generation stuff, I would say he's better.
Well, and they went on and had this again. The video packages really got across the Prince Pretty character, right? And who's somebody I've said this to you before. I just don't see anything in him. They obviously do. Even in the match is beginning. The first 5-10 minutes, I'm like, I can't believe he's in this spot even. And I'm watching him because he's just, the thing about him is he's in good shape. But, like, you look at his arms, and there's no muscle definition to the arms. He's just a guy who's in good shape.
Yeah.
He looks like a swimmer or a marathon runner, a guy who's in shape like that, not like a fighter.
Yeah.
And then I was realizing, well, it's probably also the Prince Pretty thing. It's some of that The Miz thing, where you just go, this guy doesn't look tough.
Yeah, he doesn't look like a worker, right? He doesn't look like a fighter.
But he's much better than The Miz in the ring.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. And, but... Again, Sami Zayn is much, much, much better. And he made him look like $1 million.
This napkin, no doubt. Much better than The Miz.
He's no doubt that Tyler Breeze owes a lot to Zayn here. But he did his part.
This iTunes charger, much better than The Miz. Need I go on?
This Super Big Gulp. That almost killed me.
See? At least it has a killer instinct. Not like The Miz.
No.
And then you move. So you had that video package. You move on to. By the way, and just in hyping.
You know what? Let's just talk the match.
Though. Okay. Well, then I mean, Breeze wins.
Because we don't care about talking about counter after Macho versus.
That's
Rose.
True. Counter after counter. You know, he's
very
kicking
long
out
match.
longest match of Breeze's career. Best match of Breeze's career. Here's the thing. What I noticed here is that you had Tyler Breeze trained by Lance Storm.
Yes.
Okay. In the pre-show, Christian put him over like $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
On the event, William Regal putting him on $1 million. This man needs to join the Un-Americans.
The thing about him is, and I can say
the only guy who didn't put him over was Test.
That's true. The The announcing was great too. Regal and
Saxton.
And who's the other guy?
Tom Phillips.
Yeah, all three of them were good. And part of it was that they were treating it like a real sport. And
yes.
And so there's a and there was great psychology behind it then too. And they played off each other well. And their announcing tonight was way better than the announcing on Payback.
Well, yes, it was. And what you had is
all three of them were
good. You had a great dynamic, though. You had William Regal, who's the guy that's been in there for 30-year veteran,
yeah.
You know, knows the ins and outs and why people are doing what they're doing. The Jesse Ventura role. Yeah. Explaining why, and Larry Zbysko, explaining why these things were happening. And then you had Byron Saxton, who's a bit of the sports entertainment-y guy that was kind of there to kind of angle it. And then you had Phillips, who was just saying what happened.
Yeah, exactly.
So you had a story guy, you had an explanation guy, and you had the guy saying exactly what happened, the play-by-play guy, right?
Yeah. Entertainment, psychology, and play-by-play.
Yeah, and that was it. That's perfect combination. That's what the King, Vince, and JR used to be back
when
in the day.
When they were at the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. But, I mean, I looked at it like, coming out of that with the Heyman in the pre-show was that, and even during the match and as this was going, I was sitting there thinking, you know what, Breeze could be a Paul Heyman guy. Breeze is a guy that if Paul Heyman was looking to bring in a new guy, that he could talk for. Because
he did his part. He's not going to look tough, but as the match went on, you bought his near falls. And you bought the near falls. He was always in position. You know, when Zayn had a near fall, you bought them. Zayn hit one move that was crazy. It was almost botched, but still come across great.
Oh, yeah, that I don't even know what the heck that thing was. Yeah, he slid off his shoulder kind of wrong, but it still was effective. And, yeah, I mean, and then Breeze, I mean, Zayn went charging at Breeze, so Breeze punched him in the nuts and then did his move.
Yeah, but it was almost like an accidental. Did he aim for... Did he do a low blow on purpose, or is this just a fluke? But then he hit his what was it called? The kill shot? What's it called?
What do they call that? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, yeah. But yeah,
it's great. Move.
But the thing about it is, Zayn, I've no doubt, I watched this, I'm like, he was the most over guy in the show.
Yeah.
Without question. I think this was the best match in the show. All, you know, there's a couple other great matches too. For me, this was the best match.
Yeah.
And Zayn, and after the match in the post-show, Paul Heyman was talking to him about how does it feel to lose again? Because he had this look when he lost, just like, oh, my God, I can't believe I've lost another chance to be the champion.
Yeah.
And how many more chances am I going to get? And Paul Heyman was going, wins and losses matter. You know, wins and losses matter. And he's like, I know.
So that's why you're upset, because wins and losses matter.
Matter, exactly. Which was great. But he's going to be a huge star.
Yes.
When they bring him up. And we talk about his gimmick. His gimmick is that he's an underdog. What he does, and this sounds like something that's not important. This is, I think, very important. This is actually the thing about him, that he is the best I've ever seen, the very best I've ever seen in my entire life at kickouts. And Shawn Michaels was probably the best up until now.
Yeah.
And while it doesn't sound like much, you're like, well, it's just a kickout. How important can it be? When he gets hit with that big move, you really think he's dead. Mm-hmm. He sells it in a way that you're like, you're done.
Yeah.
That's the finish. And when he kicks out, he does it in such a dramatic way with his entire body and with such emotion that you pop like mad. The crowd pops to it because they buy that it's oh my God, I can't believe he kicked out. It should be impossible.
Yeah, that's
he
right.
He does it so well that is what's going to be the most important factor in getting him over as a huge star, I believe.
I think so, yeah. That's true. Sympathy, right?
Yeah.
I think that's
what he does. I think that's what he excels at better than anybody I've ever seen in my entire life. And you see these guys who don't know how to do a good kick out, like with The Miz.
Eva Marie and Charlotte, or Eva Marie and Summer Rae were practicing on Total Divas.
They don't get it, obviously. A guy like The Miz doesn't get it or whatever. Just getting these... how to do it and how important it is. It's so much more important than you realize. And when you watch him, next time you have a chance to watch him and watch his kick-ass, watch it. I mean, he'll do it with his entire body, where like all of his body will flop over and he'll kick out, but he'll still be unable to move.
Yeah.
He'll be like, oh, I can't believe he was able to summon that burst of energy. He's so great at it.
But, no, I agree, and I think that's... I mean, and Hunter, before the show, he was on Twitter taking questions about it, and they were asking what NXT guy he'd like to face most, and he said Sami Zayn.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. He said, I don't want to really face any of them, but if I had to pick one, I'd say Sami Zayn.
Because him and Zayn would have a great match, though. Again, based on that same thing. He does the great, great
thing. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But then, again, we'll move on to the Divas. What is my...
match of the night.
Match of the year.
Match of the year so far. Yes. Oh, great match.
It was just... Charlotte and Natalya, the video package leading into this was great because Ric Flair was in Charlotte's corner, of course, and Bret Hart in Natalya's corner. So I mean, they went as far back to Bret going, Flair never got over the fact I beat him for the belt in '92.
Yeah.
And then they showed the clips of it, and, and Flair going, ask me if I could beat Bret Hart. doing this thing, right? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
It was so classic. Great. They really did, Bret Hart's like a Flair will never beat a Hart, and, Ric Flair saying that, she's genetically superior.
Yeah.
Charlie Flair here, he's genetically superior.
It's a natty. It's not Natalya. It's Natty.
It's Natty. Yes.
Because
yes.
That matters.
But that was great. And then they did something else.
They had a wrestling
into
this,
that played also into the main event. And that was a sit-down interview with Natty and Tyson.
Tyson with Michael Cole.
They did the same thing for Tyson, showing how Tyson is, he's back and he's reinvented himself here. And Adrian Neville needs to show he's the face. But Tyson needs to show that whatever all his accomplishments in the past were flukes,
He's got to get back there.
Yeah, exactly.
He was on the main roster. He got hurt, and now he's in NXT, and he's got to get back there.
Especially since his wife is there, and she's a star. And then they had this sit-down interview. Talk about this.
And Michael Cole basically looks and says, on Total Divas, Tyson, you look like a fuck.
Yeah.
And then Natalya's like, I don't think he looks like a fuck. And then she's just like, that's not fair. No, that's not it at all. And Michael's like, well, there you go. You're talking for your husband again. He's like, I don't need to talk for my husband. Tell him I don't need to talk for him. I don't need to talk to him for him. Right? Just being that bitch, overbearing.
But not on purpose. Like you say, bitch, but not. Like, it's just, she has the best interest. But she's always talking for him. He doesn't get a chance to show who he is.
Yeah.
And then there's a point where he says, finally he gets a chance to talk. And he says, people think there's one person who's more dangerous than the guy with nothing to lose, and that's the guy with everything to lose. And that's me. People don't realize that.
And I'll show you. And then he said something like, then he said with all due respect, he rolls out, you have to win. He said, because if you don't win, it's over. You're done.
Yeah.
And just the look that Tyson Kidd gives Cole.
Yeah.
Just that death stare. It was great.
It was awesome. Yeah. This was so good. Getting over and by the time that this pre-show was ready and by the time they did show that package again for the women's match, they're coming to the ring and I'm like, it's not just Flair and Bret out there, Rick and Bret. It's like, I can't wait to see this match. You have made this woman's title seem so important. You had Paige out there, come out there and cut a promo. She put over the title.
Yeah.
You had built these video packages. Natty had talked about how important it was. Charlotte had talked about how important it was. This title felt more important than
any everything. Other belt.
Well, it felt literally more important than any other belt except for probably the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Like, they really made it seem. So by the time they were about to lock up, I'm like, I can't wait to watch this. Like, this feels very different, and it was.
It was, and it was a great old school. I mean, you could tell obviously that Natalya was putting it together.
Yeah.
In there, but it was a mid-90s Hart family match.
Yes, it was.
Is what that was. You had your duck under go behinds, your headlock takeovers, leg scissor nip ups, right? Spots. Yeah. You had your move, counter move, roll over,
And everything in the ring. There was a little point where they spilled out of the ring, but Unlike the Zayn Breeze match, which was largely out of the ring.
Yeah.
A lot of this was all in the ring wrestling moves. Like, this wasn't a lot of the, this wasn't the high flying. This was mat based psychology.
It was very similar to Bret Owen WrestleMania 10 in that respect.
Yeah.
You know, moves, right? I wouldn't say it was as good, but it was moves, right?
No, not as good, but it was still moves really in the ring, good. Right? And when we talk about how Bret made guys like Tom McGee look great and these guys just had these great matches because he knew it. It's like, here it is, because Charlotte is a great athlete who doesn't have the psychology or understanding to build a great match. Natty, though, knows how to build a great match.
And this match showed what Charlotte could be.
Yes.
You know, has a potential to be. And
because she's such a great athlete. He is.
He is. Yeah. And Charlotte won.
Charlotte did.
And then Ric Flair cried.
Yeah.
For probably the first time.
Ever.
That day. Actually, that night. Probably cried in the morning.
Apparently, and one of the things is actually afterwards, he and Bret hugged, and he went, during the match, he was kind of like, woo, and going over to Bret and going, woo, and doing all this stuff, and I'm like, he's just not letting them have the spotlight. Let them have the spotlight. Like, to me, he looked like he was trying too hard on the outside.
The only thing that I will say, too, in terms of the camera work, is I thought they did show Bret and Rick too much.
Yeah.
Like, they're having some great, and they're doing some, like, you know, some chain wrestling and some stuff, and then it goes to Bret. And I know I just missed, like, something, like a takeover or something. Yeah. And I'm like, no, I don't want to see him.
I know.
So, there was a couple of instances.
I thought Rick was, but when it was over, not so much. I mean, he came in the ring. He's crying. And he comes over to Charlie, and he says, that was great.
Yeah.
And Charlie, he looks at him, and he says, it was all Natty. Right? Like you could hear it. He goes, it's all Natty. And Rick goes, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, it wasn't meant to say that. That was meant to be. But, and Rick and Bret hugged.
Yep.
And
then all four of them raised their hands, and Natty and Bret left.
Charlie was crying his eyes out.
Yeah.
Like, when he won this women's championship.
Mm-hmm.
He was really emotional. And he was really thanking Natty. He was just like, thank you so much. Like, he knew what she did for him.
Yeah, yeah. And it was great. It was great.
It was so great.
And then we had
the title really meant something also.
Oh, God,
like,
yeah.
Like we say, it meant something beforehand. When it was over, how much emotion there is meant that it meant something, too.
And then they're, then in the post-show, they're asking what's next, and there was a big Bayley chant. So then she's like, Bayley, I guess. And then Natty's like, don't think it's over between us. No. Don't think that. Don't think that.
But even then, when she came out there, she was no longer, because up until here, she had been part of the BFFs.
As a heel.
A heel.
Yeah.
And during this match, she didn't wrestle like a heel. Post-match, she just came out there, and first thing she just did was, she got the belt, but she said, you know, we had the great night, Natty, and she thanked her again and again, and she started crying again.
Yeah.
So she is, Charlie is his father's son.
It was like a fight.
Yeah.
So, like a boxing or an MMA
like
fight.
When it's over, you've squashed it and you hug and
yeah, like and there is no real heel or face. It's just
it didn't need to be.
And you go no, and there didn't
the
need to be.
The crowd was cheering for Natty, but they respected both.
So, which brings us to our quickly to our segment. No, our new
Paul
weekly
Heyman.
Segment.
No, brings us to Paul.
No,
to Charlie
us to
walking
our,
away and
oh,
to Charlie
fine.
Walking away and Paul Heyman going
hit him.
Going hit him.
Hit him. Or back his turn. Hit him.
Yeah. Natty.
Hit her.
Right?
Back his turn. Hit her. Hit her. Back his turn. Hit her. I'm just trying to help. But the hearts fight fair. And Heyman goes, but a flare left with the belt.
Yeah. Exactly.
Which is great.
This is so awesome.
That was great.
Okay.
But okay. So now we're doing our new weekly segment. Our new weekly segment is Addy uses wrestling in everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
This is our new segment. So I thought this, by the way,
is our new segment.
This is our new segment.
Yeah.
I have a few examples that I could use, but I'll pick one, and you don't even know about this one.
Okay. Because
we were just talking about this, so I'll save the other one because it's a longer story for next week.
Okay.
But this is a quick one. When we were at, I was at, where was I? It's at a store. It was like at Future Shop or something there. Anyway, the person stocking shelves or whatever, walking back and forth, had their name tag on. It was Best Buy.
Yeah.
And their name it was Bailey. So every time she walked by, I went, it's Bailey.
And the name of this segment is, by the way, Addy uses wrestling in real life.
Yes. And at one
this
point,
is our new segment.
At one point, she stopped to, can I help you? I said, no. It's Bailey.
It's not Bo Dallas?
No, no. I got one of those, too. But Bo Dallas story I could use, too. Okay, I'll tell that one really quick because that's another real quick one. But someone at work was being very negative about something. I don't know, something was stupid. The computers weren't working or whatever at work, right? And I said, just relax, take a deep breath, and believe. And then I just left.
And, folks, that was our latest new segment.
What's it called?
It's a new segment.
Huh.
Addy uses wrestling in real life.
Huh.
That's new.
That's new.
Called Addy uses wrestling in real life. Life. Okay. So, anyways, on to the main event.
The main event of the evening.
And the crowd wasn't as into this as they were to the previous two matches, but they still had a great match, and they really got into it by the end. Adrian Neville defending the NXT Championship versus Tyson Kidd.
Yes.
The storyline was these guys are the exact same, so how's one going to beat the other?
Yes, exactly.
A great old-school heart-style wrestling match again.
Yes.
And two guys that are within 1 pound. One's 190. Neville's 194. Yep. Kidd is 195.
This one was more along the lines of an Owen Hart match or Brian Pillman match,
yeah,
or even an early Chris Benoit match,
yeah,
where there was more flying.
Yeah, more like, yeah, Liger versus Pillman type deal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Right? So, but, I mean, great match. I mean, Red Arrow and Adrian Neville retains the title. The story there after the match, they go to shake hands or whatever, and Tyson just bumps his shoulder and walks away without doing it, leaves the ring, says, what a shithead, and walks up the ramp.
Great match, and he tries to shake, Neville tries to shake his hand, and Tyson just stayed in the ring, just in the corner forever, not moving.
Yeah.
Just, like, devastated.
Yeah.
And you know, after this great match, and you're like, you know, what's he going to happen? Is he going to shake his hand? And the crowd's chanting, hug it out.
Yeah.
You know, he's looking at him, his hand's extended, Neville's hand extended. Tyson just, like you say, just gives him the elbow and walks off and says,
shithead. What a shithead.
Yeah.
A shithead or something.
And Neville
like
has this look like, what? Like, you know.
Yeah.
And so, tremendous match again. Great wrestling. And then it led to a post-angle, or post-match angle again, where Tyson Kidd comes out.
Yeah, Kidd comes out, they go to ask him, you know, like, what the fuck, you lost, what do you do next? And he just, like, got up and left.
Yeah, like, he's just staring at him. He's not saying anything.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, what? And he just leaves. So Natty goes and follows him. Because when he comes out, Natty goes and runs to hug him. Because, like, after her match at the backstage, they showed him right before this match, right before hers, where he comes out and he goes, you know, that was a great match. You know, I know you didn't get it, but that was a great match. And she's like, thank you so much. You're going to go win. Right, so now at the post show, she's at the table still, having done her thing with
Charlotte after he left,
and then she gets over to hug him, and he just walks past and gives her the elbow.
Yeah,
right. And so she kind of is like, "What the hell?" You know. So he sits down, and she sits beside him, and they ask that question, and Renee asks the question. And Heyman's there, and Heyman just
said, "Wait a minute, hold on.
Yeah,
you pussied out of that question. I'm gonna lay it out straight. You lost. What the fuck? What's next?" Right? Yeah. And then he just looked at him and left.
Gets up and leaves. And Natty chases after him.
Then Natty comes back.
Well, she's chasing after him. Like, where are you going? What's going on? Where are you going? So, then she comes back.
And speaks for him.
Again.
And says, well, what he meant was that
he's just really upset because he
lost the match. Yeah, he's upset, you know.
He tried his hardest to meet everybody else out there with their passion. He showed his passion.
Yeah.
He didn't win the match. And then Heyman says...
Oh, yes. So I just have a question for you. In order to get into the... In order to marry into the Hart family, do you have to have yourself neutered before or after the wedding?
Yeah.
That was just great. Yeah.
Because Natty didn't know it was coming. But that's the story.
Yeah.
And so this was great. And then afterwards, they had Neville come out, and you had Tyler Breeze, you know, just come out and confront him and set up the next thing.
And also on the post...
this is the greatest thing ever.
And also on the post show, you had Hunter.
Yeah,
and he did confirm what we'd known from the audio that they want to have these quarterly.
Yeah,
these NXT specials quarterly, so it'd be like September would be, say, the next one, and you know, just didn't really do say much. Just, you know, proud and, parent, blah blah blah. You know,
and yeah, and he should be proud. And this is what I think. If you took away Vince, Vince retires completely, or whatever. This is what I think Raw would be like
after watching this,
because it is different. It's presented like a sport.
After
and
watching
the pre-show, the fact that the wrestling portion is only 2 hours, the pre-show's a half hour, and the other thing's a half hour. It's paced well, and I don't burn out. Whereas tonight, when the main event starts, I'm on my phone because it's 3 hours long, and I just feel burned out already.
Yeah,
is it paced different?
The one thing I thought of when I finished watching it, and when the whole thing was done, was that I kind of sat back and I went, you know, very quietly and very unassumingly, like, NXT has become its own brand.
It really has.
And it's the closest thing right now to, like, not, it's not their own competition, but it's their own alternative.
It is.
And so it's what the ECW, you know, what they were never going to let it do, but what it should have done, and what is originally presented as, right?
This is much more like presentation wise, the commentary, presentation, storylines wise. The storylines are all simple but compelling. This is what ROH is and has been at its best, but with much better production values. And that's what made it awesome.
Yeah. No, that's right.
And again, I mean, tonight we see Hunter put over the three new guys, and then we see him do this and really put the spotlight on this.
Yeah.
And he's proud of it and everything, and I'm like, okay, maybe he's not the small package. Like this doesn't feel like the guy who's pedigreeing a couple of years ago, pedigreeing CM Punk. This is the guy who's like, okay, time to get out of the way.
So what you're saying is, for a very brief, albeit this far period of time, Hunter has had a penile implant?
Yes.
Yes.
But that's the other thing. Like I say, very important to me that the guys are in the main event are 195, 194 pounds.
Right. And now that's important to you?
Yes, because they are not buried for their size. Instead, they talk about how great athletes they are and their skill level and all that stuff. Why not? I mean, George St. Pierre was, you know, 195
185 guy. Yeah.
You know, fighting 170, and then he would cut back about 195, right? Or Floyd Mayweather's like 160 pounds walking around weight. But these guys are the biggest draws, so it doesn't matter. It's all about the skill and how you present.
Well, and look at his next challenger in Tyler Breeze, right? Not bigger, you know? If he's 200 pounds,
not bigger.
You
and
know?
These are the guys that get over better.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
You can have a few monsters, but this is the future.
Well, and set to join them in August at this point, barring any sort of visa issues or anything like that, is Prince Devitt, Kenta, and Kevin Steen.
Smaller guys, except for Steen. He's a little bigger, but he's not tall.
He's not tall, that's right. But again, smaller guys,
smaller
right?
Guys, and this is going to be great wrestling, and if you present it like this, I'm all of a sudden, I'm like, I just wish Hunter could take over Raw right now. Because even the pay-per-views we've seen have been, like, WrestleMania, Extreme Rules, and then tonight, better events than what we had seen for a while. These are under Hunter, taking over really these events.
Yeah, the story is not necessarily, you know, more
the
compelling.
The Torino bullshit? That's not Hunter.
No, but the stories are at least maybe not as compelling, or just as compelling, if you want to say that they've always sucked for the last while. But the actual action in the ring...
Yeah,
is better, and that's a testament. And really, what that is a testament back going back to NXT with the Roman Reigns and the Seth Rollins
right
and the Bray Wyatt
doing the right thing at the NXT level. And this pay per view tonight, especially that main event, when like say the Shield doesn't just win, the Shield pitches a shutout, or as Michael Cole called it, a near shutout,
a clean sweep. I think he called it,
or he called it a clean sweep. I think it was what's his name?
Oh, fucking Lawler.
Lawler, yeah, a near shutout.
Yeah,
yeah, an actual shutout actually. But when this happens, you know, I mean, that's the right thing.
It is.
So, yeah.
But I just
highest
thought...
Highest recommendation.
Oh, highest. I just thought we'd go back just real quick on the NXT spoilers that taped.
Man, NHL. Just realize it's Los Angeles and New York. That's crazy.
Yeah, the two biggest markets. Yeah, I know.
It's going to be interesting.
That is going to be... Gary Bettman has not yet finished coming.
Probably not.
No.
And no, the commissioner. Of course, it's probably going to be like a five-game series for the Kings. But
that's true. But I'm just looking at the NXT stuff, and you have like Jason Jordan and Ty Dillinger win a tag match. See, so you've got, you know, a tag team there. Adrian Neville beating Justin Gabriel, which should be a decent match, right?
Yeah.
Then they challenge each other to a rematch, Kidd and Neville. Then you have Mr. NXT, who is Bo Dallas under a mask.
That's great.
Who got unmasked, yeah.
That's funny.
Then Neville beat Tyson Kidd again.
Mm-hmm.
And then so Kidd had won, but the referee realized that Adrian's foot was on the rope and restarted the match.
Mm-hmm.
Then Kidd tries to cheat,
mm-hmm.
but was nailed and pinned. So he stormed off and did that.
And they had Bailey in a tag match. She pinned Charlotte.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm just looking.
Charlie does the job to set up that match.
I'm even looking at the VOD villains, mm-hmm. Aiden English and Simon Gotch.
Well, they do need to build up more tag teams down there,
right? Well, I was going to say now.
Another thing is that one of the guys is El Local, who's Ricardo Rodriguez.
Yeah.
They need to get him away from wrestling ever again. Especially, he comes in there like one fat pig flying around that ring,
yeah.
trying his best, but just looking awful.
Yeah, yeah. He definitely needs to...
Get another guy who's actually high-flying, put him in a mask. And doesn't even matter if Mexican or Lucha or not. Doesn't matter. If you want to keep Kalisto in a tag team, you got to take away that guy.
You do.
He's terrible.
But I was looking at Ty Dillinger and Jason Jordan win a squash mm-hmm. match. You've got the VOD villains now, Aiden English and Simon Gotch.
What do you do with Mojo Rawley? That's somebody they have big plans for. He dropped out. Well,
yeah.
The Rusev. Well, it was a match.
I'll get there in a second, but I'm looking at, then you've got Colin Cassidy defeated Sawyer Fulton, but Sylvester LaFleur and Martin Lewis, the French guys.
Yeah.
The Legionnaires attack him, and the returning Enzo Amore comes to make a save. So you've got the VOD villains, you've got the Ascension still down there, you've got Dillinger and Jordan, you've got the Cassidy and Enzo,
yeah.
and then you've got Sylvester LaFleur, and you've got the Legionnaires there. So yeah. That's five teams at least down there that you're playing.
You right?
So, that's really good. But to say, too, Tyler Breeze also beats Kalisto in a match, which should be a decent match,
awesome.
Right? Or a squash where they don't let Kalisto shine either.
No,
it's the other
way
around.
I think his offense is so good. Even like that was the one thing in his match against the Ascension. He only had a couple offensive moves because he's so good.
Yeah, that is true. Then I'm just looking for Mojo Rawley. Mojo Rawley beats Aiden English. Then Mojo Rawley beats Garrett Dillon.
I heard
Dillon.
They're going to do some angle with him based on the thing with Rusev.
Didn't look like it. It doesn't look like it, at least not in the spoiler report. It might be a thing, yeah. So then Adrian Neville beats RVD.
Yeah.
In it as well. So, I mean, and the Ascension beats Sami Zayn and Tyson Kidd when Kidd walks out on Sami.
Mm-hmm.
So that continues. One thing I did mention,
Tyson Kidd versus Sami Zayn. Oh my god!
But the one thing I noticed,
so good.
I know. But the one thing I noticed about Tyson Kidd as well during this whole 3 hour, it really was an event from like this the
yeah,
pre show.
Yeah.
Then you had the event, then you had the post show. Really told a good story, and
everything tied
with
in.
Yeah. And what I kind of noticed is he reminded me a lot of like that late 96, early 97 Bret Hart.
Yeah.
Who just wants respect.
Yeah.
And he again feels that he's right, and he feels he's the best, and he's going to do whatever it takes to win, and he doesn't care anymore, and he's nobody's sidekick, he's
well,
nobody's
about,
bitch.
The,
he's just going to.
The thing about him is, I mean, when he was up at that roster before, I mean, they put him with Andrew Jackson, which was a bad thing because Andrew Jackson was a dud.
Oh yeah,
you know, and when he was with part of the Hart Legacy. With D.H. Smith at the time, as great as they were in the ring, they didn't show any personality. And the one time that they actually had them cut a promo was backstage or just walking on the way to the ring. There was two of them talking, and they were obviously saying lines, and it was terrible because it's not something he could believe. And much,
yeah.
I think he's much like Bret Hart in that way. Bret Hart, if you gave him lines, if he doesn't believe it, they're terrible. But if
yeah.
he really believed it, he was the best performer on the mic in the world.
I bet you Andrew Jackson could do a number on El Local, though.
I bet you he could.
Yeah.
Or Alicia Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rosa Mendez.
But, yeah. Yeah, that's the thing about Tyson Kidd. Sorry. But this guy who you think, oh, he's got no mic skills, he showed the mic skills here. He showed the personality.
Yeah.
He shows the things that's like, that will work if you present a guy again in a way that...
Yeah, you just got to find the right deal for him.
Yeah.
You got to fight the right story, the right angle, the right
and I don't feel
situation.
Like, I don't feel like anything he's done here, he was heavily scripted in, and I think that's part of the key.
Yeah, I think so. It's like, hey, you do the talking, and then that's it, go, right? And it's, yeah.
They got the storylines.
I think so, and I think you gotta help, or you gotta credit a lot of that to the Total Divas writers, like the E people, really, because they're the ones that created this this character, this yeah. this Natty speaks.
But even this is like a further enhancement of that. Though.
No, but I don't think so. I think this is just the wrestling version of that. Okay. It's like they created okay. These are the two characters. She speaks for him. Now let's do it in a way in our wrestling context, in our sports yeah. entertainment context. Let's do it.
I don't want any more of that. It almost killed me earlier.
It's true. It's true. Yeah, this
big
is.
Gulp, I'm done.
I'm gonna frame this. this is the double big gulp of 2014.
All right,
yeah. So at We Talk Wrestling on Twitter, mm-hmm. We're WeTalkWrestling.com. We're on the Stitcher. We're on the iTunes.
We're on the TuneIn.
We're TuneIn Radio
TuneIn,
app.
You definitely want it. That's so versatile. I mean, Stitcher's great, and TuneIn is also great.
Yeah, and the iTunes is awesome as well.
Yeah.
And Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling, so we're there as well. And @WeTalkWrestling.com if you'd like to drop us a line, ask us a question, send us a comment.
Congratulating me on still being alive.
Yes, exactly. So, give some health tips to Mo for his continued living. That's going to do it, I think. So, in the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Seriously, man. Thanks for saving my life. I didn't think you'd do that.
I know. What's wrong with me?